Hello, JCI USA. This is Membership Development Director Emily Nock, and you are listening to Owl Time, the official podcast of the JCI USA Wolf Pack. Now, one of the things that we like to do here on Owl Time is to highlight some of our chapter success stories. This week, I had the opportunity to sit down with the Tennessee Knox County JCs to find out how, even though a newer chapter, they've consecutively been able to reach their goals, keep growing, and keep the excitement level strong. Hannah Colby Cayley, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Hey, Emily.
Hey.
Hey, Emily. Thanks for having us.
So you guys are all with the Knox County JCs, which is a newer chapter. It's just formed 3 years ago by Hannah. Hannah, why don't you start off and tell us a little bit about how the chapter started and your story with the JCs?
Okay. I'm Hannah Pauly, and I am currently the internal vice president for the state of Tennessee. I have been a JC for almost 5 years. I started as a Cookeville JC, and I moved back to Knoxville after I graduated college, and there wasn't a JC chapter in Knoxville. And I had been talking to Colby and Kaylee and a few other members, and I was like, guys, we need a JC chapter. Like, let's just do this. You know, it's something that I'm really passionate about and I'm very invested in. You know, it brought out a lot of good sides for me. So we were like, all right. So we just kind of jumped in feet first, and we had no idea what we were doing, but we were determined to make it work. And 3 years later, and here we are.
And we had a lot of great backing from our state to like help us get this off the ground. And
that's in the second year you came in, Kaylee, correct?
Yes, that's true.
And you were president last year, and for the second year in a row, you reached growth for the chapter.
We did. We were very lucky and blessed to get a lot of our friends involved in our community, and just we had a lot of people around us who were interested in what we were doing and interested in giving back, and they just couldn't find the right pocket to do that. And so we let them know about the JCs, kind of let them know about our mission. And we were just gracious enough to find the right kind of people to really fill our roster and start getting some activities under our belt. And we've seen a lot of success so far.
And it's actually difficult with a lot of our new chapters, just making it to the 2 year mark is a huge achievement. It's a lot of times it's easy to recruit those members in when you start off and you have the charter member fees of $15 per member. But when that goes up and you get the renewals coming in, it's harder to see growth of them. So that's a great achievement that you were able to do. And bring us to, of course, 2019, when we have now President Colby.
Yeah. So, hey, I'm Colby Webb. I also was on the original team of starting the chapter. I was with Hannah and being a Cookeville JC before we started this new chapter in Knox County. And as of right now, going into our third year, I've already started off the year at growth. So we're already excited about that for our third year. We're heading into our second quarter, where we're already seeing that we're going to be at growth again second quarter. So really excited about that. Like you talked about, the memberships were something that was kind of a headache at first, but getting the people and going out, we did a lot of volunteer opportunities. We did a lot of small businesses so we could make our names known to, you know, a lot of people that were working locally. You know, working their 9-to-5, getting off, looking for something to do. And we can make personal connections. And through those personal connections, we were able to get quite a few members that were excited about what we were doing, get their friends going. And then the memberships really have came along as they went. And it's been fantastic.
So the three of you were friends before the chapter started.
Yes.
Yes.
And were you kind of the core group then in getting it together and recruiting?
Yes, we were. At the beginning, it was me and Hannah, and then we had recruited Kaylee to join us, and Kaylee was a breath of fresh air, because as many chapters are going to see when they're trying to start up and be new, is that it'll be the two of you sitting in a room for a while, staring at each other and being very disheartened, and then you'll finally recruit somebody that has that exciting spirit and wants to get things off the ground and make you find that purpose for what you're doing. And that was Kaylee. And so we were super excited to have that and have that fire under us.
Yeah. And at our center has always been the focus of the member. It's always been important for us that the members we bring in, we make sure that we talk to them and we're like, what are you doing in the community? What are you interested in? And how can you make the JCs work for you? And not necessarily, you know, bringing them in to use them for manpower for stuff. We put them in a position where they're able to take leadership of a project, to raise funds, or, you know, help an organization they're interested in through the JCs. So making it member-centered has really allowed us to reach growth for 3 years.
So it sounds like you really recruited smarter versus harder. So you made sure that the members would be a good fit for your group and your group would be a good fit for the members you were recruiting.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
And I love how you say you make it about the members. Now, when you see a prospective member, do you find out what their interests were? Do an interview process? Is it something formal that you have, or is it just kind of a casual experience?
So we kind of just feel it out, very casual. We really try to get everybody out to a social night if we can. If that doesn't work for them, we try to get them out to a business night. Me personally, I've got to network a lot through my 9-to-5 job, and that helps me identify people in other nonprofits that I can see them working in a situation where they might be trying to do more or might like a different experience. So I just kind of scout them out. I kind of headhunt everybody that I am interested in recruiting, and I try to approach each person that I think would be a great recruit in identifying what the JCs can do for them. And hopefully I've guessed right and they are interested in what I'm trying to sell them. So,
and it hasn't come without a lot of, you know, a trial and error of how do you recruit somebody? Because at first we were so excited. We would just go in and like, and bombard them with all this information. They would look at us after 5 minutes of us talking and be like, I'm out. Because they were just so overwhelmed by everything we had to say. So we've had to like bring back, you know, the initial information we give so we don't overwhelm people with the greatness of the JCs.
That's one thing that happens a lot in this organization, because so many of us are so passionate about the JCs and what we're accomplishing that it can be difficult sometimes not to just basically JC vomit all over them.
Yeah.
So I love that. So what would you say was your best recruiting tip or your best method that you found through trial and error?
Oh, man.
Colby? I would say, yeah, Colby, take that away.
I think that the best recruiting tip that we've used is you get back what you put into it. And so the one thing that we tell anybody that joins, everybody that's with us, we give them kind of a rundown of all the things that we do, and they see how busy we are. And then we let them know that that doesn't have to be you. So you don't have to be the one going to every conference, every volunteer opportunity, every meeting, you don't have to be the one that's exhausted and tired and, you know, but you can be whatever you need out of this organization, and you're not going to be penalized for it. You're not going to be shamed for it. You're not going to be treated differently from the group. You come to what you can come to, and you put in your ideas where you can put in your ideas. And we value that just as much as the people that are coming to every event that we have. Because without those opinions, those outside opinions, we would just keep making the same mistakes over and over. And so that's been something that we found was a success for us.
And the leadership in this group, which I really appreciate, is they can identify a general member and personally help them get connected and get rooted by just identifying what they're good at and making sure they're vocal about that, making sure they're giving them a few responsibilities, seeing how they play it out. It's just everybody who does the leadership roles in this organization is doing really good and at building up our group from the ground up.
And we've also had an older JC who kind of took us under his wing and told us, offer a money back guarantee. You know, if they join and they pay that membership fee and after a year they don't feel like, you know, they got out of it what you said that they would and they've honestly put in the effort, then you give them their membership fee back and you send them on their way and you say, thanks, I'm sorry this didn't work out for you.
I love that. It's a great idea, and it gives some accountability on both sides as well.
Right.
And I heard you mention that you also do a lot of socials that you hold. I know I saw recently on Facebook that you had a potluck game night. Is that a great way to recruit people, or is that something more as a benefit for your existing members?
I think it's both for sure.
Yeah, our socials are life. they are what's from the beginning, because that's where we've become family. So the events and all that, you know, that's where we're putting in our work and the hard times, you know, and a lot of people go out and have a good time after their events. But these socials that we have every single month are a time for our members to just be excited to hang out with us and us to hang out with them and see people we haven't seen, you know, probably from the month before where we've all been so busy. And also a chance for them to bring friends. And so their friends to kind of put their feet in the water and say, yeah, those people are actually cool. You know, I could see myself spending that money and spending that time. And that has been a huge driving factor for our membership, and having those consistently, making sure they're announced in enough time. And luckily, all of our socials have had huge turnouts, and we couldn't be happier about that.
And we try to mix it up. Like entering our third year, we've kind of got it down to a formula where we try to go out once a quarter. We try to have something at our meeting place, which is a historic home here in Knoxville, and do like a game night and a potluck. And we try to like do an event like where we go out and we're active, like bowling once a quarter. So that mixes it up. We're not always going out to a restaurant and spending a bunch of money, and we're not always just sitting at home. We're just kind of trying to appeal to everybody.
That's good, because some people don't want to just go to a bar for every social, and everyone's interests are different. So exactly. I like how you mix it up like that.
Yeah.
And I know that always, you know, if you're ever fortunate enough to go to a Tennessee State convention, which luckily I've been able to, you guys have a lot of excitement.
Yeah.
We're loud.
I think, yes, definitely one of the loudest tables that you ever will see at the Tennessee State convention is Knox County. But I think it's great. And I think it's, you know, when I've gone out there, I look at it, I'm like, man, that's a chapter I want to be a part of.
Yeah.
You see all the smiles and just the fun that you're having.
Thank you.
I think a lot of that also comes with pride. I think that we've built up a lot of pride in our organization. Something that also you don't see a lot of in the state of Tennessee even, is that we have young members step up for leadership positions. So Hannah ran a year, and we stepped up new people that were only, you know, they're a year old. Now my year, I have my entire exec team is me, and then all members that are just joined a year ago. So it's all fresh and it's all new, and everyone's having buy-in, you know, they want to step up and do things. And so the excitement that they have for the chapter and to step up and be there is contagious. And we can't get enough of it. So we act out.
We act out. Yeah.
That's a great way to put it.
It's so important to get those newer members involved in the organization as well, because if you don't activate them, mm-hmm. you'll lose them pretty quickly.
Yes. Yep.
Right. And I feel like sometimes, you know, on a national level, you know, there's a lot of talk about all the different online things that you can do to activate your members. And I have found through my JC career that those are amazing resources and we should use those. But when they first start, getting them activated personally in their community and invested in their community will lead them to better be able to do all of those tools that we have for them on a national level. Because if they're not, you know, finding what's in it for them on a chapter level and their local chapter level, then that big framework isn't going to be something that applies to them. So I think that it's important to help them find their purpose on a local level and then show them all the things they can do
mm-hmm.
from there up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, and again, it goes back to your focus on the members. You have to find out what's going to motivate them and what they're passionate about.
Absolutely.
And get them, yeah, finding it on that local level. It's kind of the core of what our organization is about.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that is, yes.
And we're trying to stay as true to our core mission as possible, and it's really working out for us.
Now, being a newer chapter, I know I hear from a lot of other new chapters that it's kind of difficult to navigate their purpose, to find the types of projects that they want to do. Has that something that you've had struggles with, or has it been pretty clear what kind of things you want to get involved with?
In the beginning, I think the idea was go big. So the state, you know, we're brand new. So you want to do what other chapters are doing. You want to be that standout. You know, they're doing a $10,000 project. We should be doing a $10,000 project. That's where we had to change our whole way of thinking. And yeah. We had to realize that even starting super small was still making the impact that was getting our name out. And, you know, our first big fundraiser, we raised right at $500. And
it was $1,000.
Well, the first was right at $500. And that was a huge gift for us, you know, to give to the community.
Yeah.
And that's different from the other people being presented at our state awards that were doing the $10,000 mm-hmm. projects. And we had to put into perspective that that's where we are right now. And that's who we are. And having our name being built up by these small projects is going to be our big success in the end.
Mm-hmm. And any dollar we raise, we celebrate. We just want to make sure, because at the end of the day, how I marketed it to my, because the first project we did was for my organization that I work for, and I felt successful because I was able to bring something to my organization in addition to what we were already doing, because I worked for a nonprofit, and it's something that I could put my name on as an employee and as a JC. And I knew that any amount was just something beneficial. And so from that point on, I have marketed it to other people that I've recruited as, you have this availability with a safety net, that this isn't your job on the line. This is something extra that you're choosing to do. No matter if you raise $5 or $5,000, it's a success. It's something to be celebrated. And I think that just feeds into that excitement.
Yeah, remembering to celebrate every milestone, no matter how small, is, I think, a very good reason why we have made it to year three, and why we're, you know, showing growth every quarter, is because we celebrate everything, because there's no accomplishment that's too small when you're a brand new JC chapter. I mean, you have to take every accomplishment and just look what we've done, guys. This is amazing. Because it's easy to get, you know, to go to a conference and get really kind of discouraged by these gigantic chapters and these gigantic projects they're putting on. But those gigantic projects are from chapters that have been around for 20 plus years. So they've got all this experience. You know, when you're a new baby chapter, your first event that raises $500 is a big deal. And so I think that it's important to remember that celebration piece, no matter what you accomplish.
And as a state, Tennessee has done a great job of backing us in our projects and helping us celebrate that and acknowledging even our growth as we went along, as these projects have started coming up. They've done great at acknowledging us and our success. So that's, we've felt a lot of support from them.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I definitely love how you guys have been able to see the silver lining and everything. And just even if things didn't work out, you learn from it, find the good things, and you move on from it. Mm-hmm. Right. You guys have really done a fantastic job with that. And it shows.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
So real quick, if someone wants to find out more information about what you've done in Knox County and how maybe they could adapt it for their own chapter, what's the best way they can get in touch with you?
Facebook all the way. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Knox JCs on everything. That is definitely the best way to get a visual of what we're doing in the community, what we're doing locally or in our chapter with each other. That's just the best picture that you can get in Knox County. And we are always keeping our eye on Facebook Messenger. As soon as you message us, we will respond to you within the hour, sometimes within the minute. Yeah. We're so excited.
Well, great. You know, it's been great having you guys on here. Definitely a lot of great information for all our members and chapters out there. I think previous to this podcast, there was another member of Tennessee that had the highest downloaded episode, and that was Leadership Development Director Brent Young.
Well, he's going down.
I'm going to need to know the view count on that, so yeah, I know what I'm reaching.
We got to make sure we check this out, because it is not going to happen.
Well, we might have to arrange some little wager if you guys beat him, but I will definitely keep you updated on that.
If my mom listens to it 500 times.
Yeah, we'll get our stick our moms to this. Yeah. Done for.
There is no limit a mom won't reach.
All right. Well, I only have one last thing that I have to ask you guys, because it's how we end all of our podcasts. So I need you all to give me your best Wolfpack howl.
Yes.
Are we going to go one at a time?
Are we going to start on three together, or do we have to do this individually?
Well, we'll count down from three. Okay. All right. Are you guys ready?
Oh, so ready. Ready.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. We go 3, 2, 1.
Oh!
That was awesome. I think that was one of our best yet. You guys are very in sync.
Nice.
All right. Well, thanks again for joining us. And, you know, please, if you have want more information, reach out to them. Knox County JCs. They're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Emily.
Thanks for listening, JCI USA. Remember, if there's something that you want to hear about, a topic, a chapter project, a chapter spotlight, or a member spotlight, let me know. If you're listening on the Anchor app, you can use the message tool to contact us, or you can send an email to enoch, that's E-N-O-C-K, at jciusa.org. Until next week, JCI USA, I'll howl at you later. Ah!